In the words of Meredith Marks, when it comes to that week, week and a half before my period, I wish I was disengaging. My PMS is off the charts. Truly, Uber Eats needs to check in and say, it's about that time, isn't it? I know it is. The cravings are crazy. I want to crawl out of my skin. Now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony and Estro Control, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For AGs who are friends of perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, Happy Mammoth has Hormone Harmony. It's not just a supplement for women going through those stages, it's also become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndysGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code AndysGirls for 15% off today. I'm engaging. The only thing better than watching TV is taking it personally. You guys, it's Taking It Personally. So excited for this return guest. You know her as a writer, comedian, and co-host of the podcast Ruined. We just did a little shop talk here in the Clavis. We did a little tattoo talk.
A little shop and tattoo.
We're ready to go. Welcome back to Taking It Personally, Allison Leiby. Allison, how are we?
I'm good. Oh my God, it's so nice to be here, as always, amongst clothes, which is where I'm most comfortable.
Aren't we all? And I just have to say, I just did a little walkthrough with you, a little go-see, in the words of Her Holiness Tyra Banks,
yes,
about a little private little sale moment that I went to this week, thanks to, can I say friend of the pod, Brandon Maxwell? Not Brandon, who doesn't know I'm alive, but like the fine folks at Brandon Maxwell. Shout out, Cindy. I stocked up for the Clawfest.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. Well, I went through every piece and I'm just couldn't be happier.
You really did some good work.
You know what? It's truly my skill is picking up an item and saying, oh my
gosh.
I'll
buy this. Me too.
I'm doing a Clawfest sale on Instagram stories to like clean house of a lot of stuff that I've collected over the years because I just need to make room for the new acquisitions.
Yes,
I really
do. You really do.
It's important. It's pertinent. Mm-hmm. It's key. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this just 2 seconds ago. I need to get back into Project Runway.
I know. It's been good. I've watched it since it came back to Bravo and loved it. And I want them to be making another season, and I'm not sure that they are.
I don't know what's going on. I did go to, a friend from Bravo invited me to like the 92nd Street Y panel that they did. It was right before the All-Stars season. So how long ago was that? Was that in the last year?
That was the last season that was out, I think.
Okay, how long ago was that?
I don't know.
I don't know. So I went to the panel.
Several housewives ago.
Right. It was like, I usually tell time by franchises, and now I'm at a loss.
Well, now they're all off their regular schedules.
Truly.
It seems.
I don't know.
Shooting New York
up
in the summer, what are we doing? I don't understand it. I refuse to acknowledge it.
That is actually a terrible idea.
So bad.
Because they skipped a season. I don't know what took them so fucking long.
I don't know. All those maniacs.
Honestly.
I'm like, do I like any of them? Do I like all of them? I can't tell.
Well, so I went to this panel. I forget who moderated it, but it was the judges. Because then I had to Google it while I was at Brandon Maxwell. Because I was like, who's the host? I didn't realize that Christian Siriano was the host and also a judge. Oh, no. Is the host and Tim Gunn?
He's the host and Tim Gunn.
But I have
had Carly Kloss as a host and then got rid of her and no one even noticed she was gone.
Well, she
I was
is
like
kind
three
of
episodes.
Superfluous.
Yeah. I was like 3 episodes in and I was like, oh, there used to be a host. And now there just isn't a host. Like,
and it's not, I mean, the panel that I saw, the energy that Elaine and who else was there? Brandon, Christian, and wasn't there somebody else? Is there somebody else? Oh, Nina, maybe? I forget if Nina was there.
Yeah, Nina's still.
But
in
they
the
had such a great energy. I was laughing the entire time. It was
it's
so
great.
Good.
It's very
I just need
good
to watch.
It's good. Go watch. It's all on Peacock.
Yeah, I mean,
plugging NBC Universal
does literally nothing for me ever. But we love them here.
We love them.
So I do have to ask you, there has been a little bit of a, you know, to pull from Taylor Swift, Blank Space. Is that the name of one of her songs?
It is.
Okay, great. It just has been a little bit of an interesting time to be a Bravo-holic without New Housewives. How are we feeling?
And we're like a week away from Jersey, I think, right?
Yeah.
Jersey's
yeah.
back like the 5th or something. Like we're almost there. But like it has felt destabilizing.
Yes.
Like even though I don't watch a lot of cities at this point, mm-hmm. I'm still like aware when they're on and I'm like, oh, we're in Potomac. We're in, you know, whatever. Like, and it's just been this very strange, like, what am I doing? It's like, it's all boats. It's all below deck. It's all, you know, and like both sides of the hills. Just getting a call that's a reminder that I have a mammogram at night tomorrow. thank you, Wheel Cornell, for reminding me that I have a 6:15 mammogram.
Is that how you pronounce it? I've been pronouncing it while.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I went there.
Life is hard.
Doesn't matter.
So with there being such a lack of Housewives, does that inspire you to look at other franchises or other seasons you haven't watched? Like, are you planning to watch Dubai? Did you watch Dubai?
I did not watch Dubai, and I'm not sure I'm planning on it. Yeah. I don't know.
It's going to be bad.
That's the thing, is it's going to be bad.
It's not going to be good.
Like, I'm going to watch Jersey. And yeah. I dip in and out of Jersey. Sometimes I like, won't, you know, like sometimes I'm like, I'm done with them. And then I'm like, I'm back. Like, I'm just like, it just depends on like who's in the mix and who's fighting or talking to Teresa, who I can't stand. But I don't know. I feel strange.
I was talking to some, because I'm on a couple different like creator threads, and I was talking to some pals yesterday, and they remarked that it was interesting that Dolores is the housewife who's going to be on Watch What Happens after the New Jersey premiere.
Yeah.
And a couple people were like, you know, LOL, it's Dolo. Are they really trying to make her like the center can of tomatoes?
Like, I like her, but.
Well, I was actually sort of the outlier. I said, like, yeah, do it. And the pushback was, you know, does she have a storyline? I'm like, does anybody? Like, Teresa's storyline ideally is going to be Louie's a piece of shit, but that's not really going to happen. They're not really going to zoom in on the thing that a lot of us want to see. So it's like, who has a storyline at
Nobody
this point?
Nobody has anything. And it's like, depending on who will even film or talked with each other. Yeah. It's just like, which is a thing that we're getting to the point where people won't be on camera together. And that's like, as we get into Vanderpump, it's like, it is ruining shows.
Yeah.
Like, I tweeted this and I've like talked about this a lot where I'm like, for shows where we've been watching for so long and these people have been on TV for over 10 years and like we're so in, like Vanderpump, but I think that like Jersey is also an example. Like, we can't keep pretending like when they're like, oh, I don't even want to go to our group hang with. It's like, acknowledge that you have to go to work with them. Like, I don't think that every show should pull back the curtain and like show, like, remember that this is a TV show. But I'm like, there is like it when they won't talk about or to each other anymore. I'm like, well, then we have to acknowledge that this is a show that they're on, because in reality, these people would just never see each other again. Like Tom and Ariana, like once they're out, like it's like they don't actually need to ever be in the same room together once they're out of that house, which they are now. But like then like let them kind of be like, yeah, everybody's going on this trip for work. I want to go on the work trip. Like, but I don't know, because it's just missing something for me. It's a little, we're too deep in.
It's a little chicken or the egg of, when people stop talking to each other, is that a sign of the show ending, or and I mean spiritually ending, like, does that mean that there needs to be a big shift that takes place, or does there need to be a big shift that takes place because they're no longer speaking together? Like, are they no longer speaking together because the show is dead, or is the show becoming dead because they're no longer talking?
Exactly. Yes. And I'm like, I'm worried about that with Jersey. And I think that we have to end Vanderpump Rules.
Do you?
We got to do something. This is not it.
So I watched the newest episodes. I watched new VPR and new Valley last night. And then I rewatched this morning. And I do have to say there were a couple moments where I like truly laughed out loud during both episodes, not to compare the two.
Yes.
But there was like a good energy, or at least an energy that I felt because Jax was there,
That was nice.
I mean, but unfortunately, Jax is very good at being on TV.
Yeah, that's true.
It sucks.
It's like the people, like the string quartet on the Titanic. Yeah. Like the music is nice.
Yes.
But the ride isn't great.
Yeah, we're going down.
We are going down. So, you know, I feel like one of the big topics of conversation, at least playing in my mind over and over and over again, is what is happening with Lala? And I'm so curious.
Get her off my TV.
No.
Yeah, I can't stand her.
Shut up.
I'm done.
No.
Yeah.
Do you mean get her off my TV as in like keep her on my TV but embrace the villain energy? Like I love to hate her or dislike her or just come to terms with her maybe being a little bit of a piece of shit? Or do you mean genuinely I don't want to see her on TV anymore?
I think I might be done with her.
No.
Yeah. I know. Controversial. I don't know. Like, I don't enjoy watching her be a villain. I liked watching her be like the brief moment we had where Lala was like, I'm here for my girls. I will tear you apart if you fuck with her. Like, I liked watching that, knowing that that's not actually who she is. Like, I think she's a piece of shit. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be on TV. There's lots of pieces of shit on TV.
Amen.
But
Vanderpump Rules.
I'm not having fun seeing her like playing both sides of like Ariana and then like still like being friends with Sandoval, not friends with, but like happily going to like paintball with Sandoval. I'm like, what, why are you part of this? I don't know. And I just don't like, I like, she's too artificial to me now, not just her face. But like, I'm, it's like, she's so beautiful. And I'm like, or just, it's just too much. Mm-hmm. But it's like, the fact that she'll never let down the wall of like, yeah, I was in it for the money with Ram. Like, I'm not like who, like he was married and bought you a car and then like you ended up having his, like, it's just acknowledge what it was. Like, she'll just never, ever be honest. But also she demands other people to be.
How much of that opinion is based on her current stated opinions, like her current I hate like, Ariana press tour?
Oh, you mean on the show still?
I mean in real life, like on the podcast, in interviews,
yes, and that
on
is
social,
like coloring it a lot for me. And it's yeah, like then I go back and watch. But also like I don't like I'm here for like a Katie. I'm a Katie Maloney like fan. Mm-hmm. I love her. I've always low key liked Katie, and I just
have
like,
you.
Yeah, I was. I always just like I was like I feel like this is not the person like. I feel like she's gotten a bad edit. She's married. She was married to an idiot for so long. Like, I think she's been terrible and yeah, like not fun and a wet blanket a lot. But it always felt like something was pulling her down, that wasn't like a real, like who she is now feels like who I thought she was. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, I definitely disliked her, thought she was a brat. I do strongly believe that she was a brat when I thought she was a yeah, brat. Like early seasons, the yeah, Stassi stuff, the yeah, orange hair was tough.
The hair
that
was
affected
tough,
how I felt about her. But these days, I'm like, it's not that I was wrong to dislike her before. I just feel like she's grown.
She's lighter now. There's so, like, yeah, there was something just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what her real life is, but like, yeah, it seems like being with Schwartz really was bad. Because mm-hmm, now we're seeing her without Schwartz for the first time, and everybody's like, oh, this is a lovely person who's like kind of fun.
Yeah, who's strong.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see guys try to, in the cast, and I mean, Jax's special guest star,
yeah,
try to go after her because I feel like she's a little bit impenetrable.
Because she doesn't care about them. And she like knows her status as like, she's having a great life now. She's going to open up. I mean, the sandwich shop has an opening date now.
Allegedly. End of month.
Well, yeah, we'll
allegedly
see.
Allegedly
we'll
end
see,
of month.
We'll see.
Penny's no longer there, but she allegedly filed for a trademark, which yes, is super weird.
Very
so
strange.
I don't know what's going to happen with that. But
it's like she's going to have this like business that I'm sure like does well for a while. And she seems to be having a good time. And she doesn't care. Like, she doesn't care. She's not caught up in like, oh, I need everybody on the cast to... She's like, I don't care about these people. She doesn't care about Jax. So he can't hurt her because she's like, whatever, man. Sure.
Yeah, and it feels like with the
which
guy,
is refreshing and wonderful to get to watch.
Totally. And it feels like the guys on VPR, there is this element of like, how dare you make my life worse? To, I mean, it's Sandoval with Sheena. It's yes, Jax with Katie versus I behaved poorly and I'm on a reality TV show. My cast members sort of have a vested interest in having an opinion and having a moment.
Yes. I agree.
I feel so weird about VPR. I didn't dislike the episode. No, I liked the episode.
It took me a minute to get into the season. I was like, the first two episodes, I was like, I'm not going to watch this show this season. I'm not, I hate how like fucked up the timing is of like, we're watching pretty quickly after Scandoval, but we are in real time so far beyond it. Like, it was just, I was like, this isn't interesting enough for, we've done this already. But now it's like evolving into like more stuff. I could watch Katie and Schwartz have lunch at a diner.
Oh my God, for hours.
For hours.
Get that, make that a show. 100%.
I was like, I am genuine. I'm like, I wish I was there. Like, yeah. I really enjoyed watching that. And I'm like, oh, you two are friends who never should have been romantically together.
Or maybe fuck buddies.
Yeah.
No commitment.
Yeah.
No stakes.
Yeah.
No trust.
They're just like light and I don't know. I just enjoyed watching that so much.
The trailer for, I guess it's the finale or the lead up to the finale, where he's like, should we just fuck?
But also like,
I'm like, yes, do it.
You actually should, but I think that she's having sex with hotter and better people.
Yeah,
than
but
Schwartz.
Throw him in the mix because I feel like that would be fun for us to hear about.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, they.
But
have...
also her face. What she's like, I love her faces. She's so good at just being like giving a face that's like, what are you talking about?
But also, I think she was like a little intrigued by it.
I mean, I don't think
she's 100% like no.
I think it's flattering.
She has had sex with him before. They were married.
Of course. They were married. They were, and I think it was maybe Kristen's and Schwartz were on Watch What Happens Live, and Kristen like let slide. She was like, well, Katie's a freak. Like right. In bed, and like Schwartz was like, you know, whatever.
But we've heard about that for a while, that they like eat candy in bed and they also like do like wild and crazy
things.
Yeah.
And it's like, I bet it would be like I don't know. She might be just so like turned up, like the hair might really, I don't know. I don't know. Like,
oh my God. If I was her, I would 100% do it because you don't have to be married to this person anymore.
Right.
He can just be fun. Like
right.
Schwartz is best as a fuck boy where he's like sort of adorable.
He shouldn't be married to anybody.
He shouldn't be married to anybody. I don't think he will. I don't even think he should really. I mean, Indeed. If you are a woman committing to this man,
no.
What does that even look like? That has to be a form of self-harm.
Yes.
Like just genuinely don't ever commit to him, but like fuck him. 100% do it.
100%.
I don't think it would be bad.
I bet the sex would be good.
Yeah. Because
they've had sex for so long.
They know each other.
Yeah.
And there's no commitment.
Yeah.
They're divorced. Do it. Because it's not like they're going to fall back in love with each other. We don't care if he does with her. She's not going to.
No,
she's in full control.
No, she is having a renaissance. She is like having a moment. Like she should do whatever the fuck she wants. But I want a scene of them having lunch in every episode. Just catching
yeah, so
up.
Why? I want them to share that milkshake. I want it to be Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
He's the Tramp, obviously.
But it didn't feel like weird and dark the way like other, you know, couples that break up that we see have to kind of like have meals and stuff like that on these shows. Like this felt like we are hanging out with two friends who have known each other forever.
We don't see this in couples that are still married
yeah.
on Bravo.
No.
Like I just want to see two people flirt with each other who like each other.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah, it was very flirty.
It was delightful. And there was that point of light. I mean, speaking of Schwartz, honestly, at the end, tail end of the episode, Ariana fucking around with Schwartz and them joking with each other.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yes.
Everybody put so much pressure on her to like get over your shit, be friends with him. You're like too mean. You're too old. She just needed time.
Yeah.
She's when she says to someone, I don't want you in my life anymore. Maybe I'm sure she means it at that moment, but normalize changing your mind based on new information. New information is like a little time has gone by. I'm okay joking with this guy who I've known who's been in my life forever. It doesn't mean she's going to call him with her secrets.
Right.
But like they can get along.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It's nice to just see like a little bit of lightness on the show because the show had just felt so heavy because it was just all like either like we're not talking about how half the cast won't film together and it's like Sheena sobbing and like Tom like Sandoval doing like breath work and you're like, I don't want to watch.
No, I never want to
see you
do
like,
orgasm yoga ever again.
Process this. But now that we're a little bit on the other side of it for some of them, like it's nicer now where it's like now this is just the show.
Yeah.
I'm still like, I don't know where we go from here.
Wait, I'm still not over you saying you want Lala to go. I don't know why I'm like shaken by that, but I'm genuinely shaken by it.
Well, I don't like her. Like, I also just like, I think all the little things that we like, I don't like her weird, like put on, like, I'm going to fuck you up. Like weird.
What
like
is that? She's from Utah.
I'm like, your name is Lauren.
Your
like,
name is Lauren.
Calm down.
Right.
Like that stuff. I'm like, oh, we're too deep. That was fine seasons one and two for you.
Yeah.
We're too deep. You're having a sperm donor birth like party to like pick out who your next like kid's father will be.
Mm.
And you're still like pretending like pretending you're going to bust somebody's ass sometime. I don't know. I just like don't like her whole vibe.
I'm okay with a person being complicated and being toxic.
Same.
The thing that is just, it is genuinely impacting my experience with Lala is what she's doing in real time.
Yeah.
And it is not helping the show because it makes the show feel so incredibly artificial, especially because one of the truest things that I thought about Lala was like her anger against Sandoval, comparing him to Randall, like all of this stuff with Rachel.
And it's like to have her like, you know, I think about the reunion and how just like she was like she was there supporting Ariana, going after Sandoval. She never I love how everybody's like, I've never liked him. Like, I'm just like, yes. But like to now be so on the opposite, I'm like, wait, that was not long enough ago and not enough has happened in between. Like, you just want what Ariana has.
Yeah.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing me with free samples. Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. It delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Living in New York City is not easy. Just ask Sonia trying to sell that house. There are so many mornings where I wake up and think, oh my gosh, I'm having the worst cold of my life. And I realize it's actually from allergies. When my nasal allergies flare up, and that happens when the season changes and the temps get a little warmer than they normally are, I use Astapro, and I'm amazed at how fast I'm back in the game. And that game is looking for Dorinda on the Upper East Side. Astapro always has my back and nose. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Conversations around wellness and weight loss can be complicated. There's the Instagram filter we all see on IG and social media, and then IRL. And between $20 smoothies and daily ice baths, everyone is doing the most to hack the health system. But there's a better way. Row. Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. And you can sign up from the comfort of your own home. No scheduling a doctor's appointment, commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes, so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Of course, medication must be paired with diet and exercise modifications in order to achieve any stated results. Medication cost is not included in the program. Patients must pay for medication separately. With Row, average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/andysgirls. You can sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/andysgirls. Sign up today. I just came back from the salon, and for the record, I went with a sassy little bob and quiet luxury shade of blonde. Yes, that's literally what we're calling it, quiet luxury. Aside from trips to the salon, I don't actually blow out my hair. My hair is naturally wavy, and that's why I love Way. Way's new anti-frizz cream is a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. I know that I have a limited amount of time with wet, wavy hair in which to get myself in order. And that is why I love the anti-frizz cream. It has notes of bergamot, Italian lemon, violet, and more. And it smells unbelievable. believable. Truly, as someone who is a little bit sensitive to scents, I put this in my hair and I feel great. It also genuinely pairs well with my perfume, which I appreciate. I don't blow out my hair because after years of color processing and attempting to make it straight, I know it looks better and stays healthier when I avoid blow drying, which is why I love the anti-frizz cream. I've used products, especially with wavy hair, where it feels heavy and looks kind of wet. And that's why I love Waze anti-frizz cream, because it enhances the natural waves in my hair. I still look like me, just a little elevated. And P.S., I am way obsessed with Waze other bestsellers. Their leave-in conditioner, detox shampoo, my personal favorite. Frizz-free up your schedule with Waze. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code Andy for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com with promo code Andy.
And it's like, it's kind of just like yucky to watch.
And it feels really complicated, as, you know, sort of everyone is on Vanderpump Rules and also potentially in life. Because a part of her anger against Ariana seems to be that, like, Ariana didn't realize quickly enough that Sandoval was bad, that Lala's angry that Ariana isn't, like, sort of thanking her or circling back and expressing regret for not believing Lala when Lala took issue with Sandoval, which is, like, weird for two reasons. One of them is Ariana was still defending Lala at points, which she seems to forget. And the other one is, like, if we are constantly comparing in a negative way, a person not coming to a realization about another person's character.
Yes.
We can't have that conversation with Lala because it will constantly be a contradiction when it comes to Rand. How many people said Rand was a piece of shit for years?
Right.
Financially irresponsible, like maybe a little bit of like a fraud or something else. Yeah. That there was stuff going on where she refused to believe it. She denied it. And I don't see a line of people standing in line saying to Lala, we hate you now because right. You didn't give us credit for saying he's bad. It's people being like, we're your friends. We have empathy for you. Yes. We're going to be here to support you in whatever way we can.
Yeah. And I feel like she's one of those people. I mean, I think like Teresa is like this too. I think Lindsay Hubbard is like this, where it's like, there is no argument with them. Like, there is no reasonable way to like talk, like, because they just double down on what they think they know. And like Lala will never be like, oh my god, I see how the way I'm talking about things, yes, I get, like, there is no, I'm so sorry, I get it, I've been wrong or hypocritical or quick to judge or what. Like, it's just like, well, that's how I feel, and I don't understand, like, how you can't understand how I feel. Like, it's just this, it's like only emotional fighting, never like actually empathizing and like understanding anyone else's point of view.
Okay, can we have like a really honest but complicated conversation?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm ready, because I've been thinking about this and I like feel a little weird about it. And I just want to like...
I'm nervous.
Yeah, no, I just want to like note that I understand the sensitivity that she might feel. But she went on fucking Amazon Live. What are they paying these people? Kyle Richards is on there every 5 minutes.
I don't understand. It feels criminal. And like, it's like a crime.
And she's like doing like and Lala's doing like a fucking gender reveal on Amazon. How much money are they making per like stream, view, whatever?
I need that disclosed.
I need to know. It has to be bajillions of dollars.
It must be, because that's an insane thing to do.
Have you ever watched it? I don't even know how. I have no idea how to do it.
If you were like, pull up Amazon Live right now.
Couldn't tell you.
I would accidentally order like body wash. I wouldn't be able to do it because I have no idea where it lives or what it is.
It's a lot.
I'm like, is it on Instagram? No.
Like Kyle's talking about our marriage, but there's like a clothing behind her. So I assume she's like selling a sweater, and then she's like, so here's the thing I didn't tell you guys about Mauricio.
So like, funny that everybody's like, everybody ragged on Rinna for so many years about being a hustler on Home Shopping Network, and here everyone's fucking doing it.
True, but like better, honestly, because she's not talking about Harry Hamlin except to be like, I love him, when she's telling a little duster. We're getting more. Okay, so here's the deal. So
Lala, I don't know if this was on, I think it was on Amazon Live, because again, I did see a little hanger of shows behind her where she was being emotional. She was like crying, being vulnerable and saying, you know, like, I'm staying away from social media because of my pregnancy and just, you know, it's supposed to be the happiest time of my life. And she was just getting really upset about the fact that people are kind of coming for her and sharing a vulnerable moment of like sort of. And I don't mean this in a critical way, but like sort of like this isn't fair to happen now. Like people are intruding on my kind of personal space. Totally get it.
Yep.
Totally get it. Understand. Have never been in her experience before. I've never, you know, expanding my family is like, when am I getting another fish?
Yeah.
So it's like, I know and I want to so much, but I can't commit right now. Genuinely for months. I'm like, I can't commit, but I will one day. So I have a name.
Okay.
At least two have sent me the same name. And I said, I'm going to do it. Because AGs have named Archie Bador. They named Paul Kemsley-Galley. So it's like, it's in God's hands, also known as Petco. So anyway, back to Lala. So she's like saying this whole thing about like how sad she is about people's
intrusion
negative.
Yeah.
Right. And that like, it's not fair to like come after her. She's just kind of like a woman, like just going through experience. She's a single parent, whatever. All that being said, totally get it.
Sure.
We support other women or whatever, like Ramona Singer style. But all that being said, while Ariana was not in the vulnerable state of expecting a child, Ariana was also in a vulnerable state when Lala was coming after her with glee in real time with all of these press outlets over the course of several months. So I understand Lala saying, I'm staying away from social, but now I'm hearing from people that, you know, people are angry at me or mad at me or whatever. I understand how upsetting that might be at the point that she's in her pregnancy and wanting to protect herself. But I know a lot of people can be 100% dicks, but a lot of this is accountability for how she's behaving in real time.
Right. You can't be like, I'm gonna fire my mouth off at like and like talk shit about Ariana and like say all these nasty things about her. And then the second people are like, wait, that's not fair, be like, but I'm pregnant. You were pregnant when you said it.
Yeah.
Then you don't get to have this job. Like,
yeah, it's like she's like mudslinging and then she's like, but you can't do that.
She's like, I'm pregnant.
And she's like, I'm clean. It's like,
that's not anything. Like, I mean, I understand that like sensitivities and like but then don't do it to Ariana. Like, it doesn't like, oh, because she's not pregnant, she should be able to just deal with you saying shit about her. You're her friend. These are strangers that you're complaining about. You are her friend who's been running her mouth, who knows more than the average person. Like, I just don't, I'm done with her. I don't like her.
And then she goes on her podcast too, and she's like saying to her assistant and brother that essentially anybody who criticizes her is full of shit. Like, they're like losers, that people who are criticizing her are just coming after her and wanting to bring her down, which I'm sure is true in part.
Sure.
But also there are people who are just genuinely reacting to things that she
that
is putting
saying.
Out in the world.
Yes.
And I'm sorry that
on
she's...
On Amazon Live.
Right. And again, like, I can't imagine how she's feeling now about wanting to protect herself, but a lot of it is self-inflicted.
Yes.
A lot of it.
Yes.
And then people feel like we can't hold you accountable because you're pregnant.
This weird defense of like, but you can't say that to me, I'm pregnant.
But the flip side of that is like, I understand why she would be upset. I understand her being vulnerable, her crying and her sick. Because of course, I'm sure receiving that kind of just overwhelming toxic energy or not going on social, but knowing that it's present, I understand how upsetting that can be.
But then don't.
But it's going to happen regardless.
Say the stuff that you're going to get that energy back from.
It's going to happen regardless. You're on Vanderpump Rules. And also some of her frustration seems to be that that Ariana isn't, I guess, as engaged or invested in the show as she is. Well, this is the flip side of that. This is what happens when you try to yell at someone into, I guess, being more present or trying to get them off the show, is that not everybody is going to be like, yay, Lala, here's that energy that we like love to see.
Right.
She's trying to convince us that all of those slings and arrows were deserved. And then also saying, but I don't know that she's saying I'm impenetrable. She's really just saying I'm reacting to it.
So I don't know if what I'm saying like genuinely makes any sense, because it's not like she's saying it shouldn't happen. Maybe that's my takeaway from it. I do just think it's like subconsciously manipulative of her. It's avoidant is what it is. She is avoidant. She's avoiding her role in this, and that annoys me.
And I think also like it's always like she's taking this position, but she is someone who we have seen on the show demand accountability from people.
Yeah.
And it's like, but then you need to be someone who's willing to be accountable for things you do. And if you're not, okay. Mm. But then you don't get to demand that from other people.
She's Bethanying a little bit.
She's Bethanying a little bit. And I
we
think
want,
that's...
We don't want to see it. We
and I think that's it. What's really, like, turning me off to her.
Yeah. And it's tough because, you know, I really didn't... I have enjoyed her at moments. I just feel like she made a bad strategic move. And instead of owning it... LOL, back to Rinna. Instead of owning it, she's like... Instead of owning that she made a mistake, she's tripling down on the reasons that she was right.
Yeah.
And I just don't agree with her on that.
Yeah.
I just think she did not make the right move. And now she's trying to convince us that her behavior was toward Ariana was deserved and toward Tom was deserved. And it's like, I'm not believing the story Mm-mm. you're telling us.
No. And I think like what is also kind of off-putting about her and Sheena right now is the thirstiness for relevance on this show, with an understanding that this show might be in its end phase, whether that is the end of Vanderpump Rules or a complete recasting shift. And they are both like clearly trying to be on the val. There is no, I think that everybody got into this being like, fun, we'll be on a reality show. It'll springboard our whatever careers we're going to try and have, but we'll also like, I think we are seeing kind of the like, there is no off ramp here. This road just ends.
Yeah.
And like, I think this seeing the financial and like relevance panic in Lala and Sheena, and that's like all of their behavior is coming from like needing to be in this group on this show and needing this show to keep existing in the way it does.
Mm.
And I think like when that starts like governing the behavior, then I'm like, well, now this isn't group of friends on TV that I'm watching. This is people fighting to stay on a show that like it just starts to like, again, that's why I'm like, then let the fourth wall down a little bit and let them talk earnestly about those anxieties of like, what does happen after Vanderpump Rules to Sheena? Like, you know that that's like front of mind for her. Like, let her talk about that a little, which like, of course, then we can't, because that means we're acknowledging that these shows can end. But like, they do end.
Do you think that's what's going to happen at the reunion? Maybe.
I don't know. I'm curious as to it's just kind of a strange, because when you see Katie, you're like, this woman is not thirsty for relevance on this show.
I don't think so.
Like, she's just like, I'm here. I'm cashing a check. I'm also having a great life off camera. Like, but you can see like with Sheena and Lala, it is just kind of this like they've both done a lot for the show over the years. But I don't know. It's starting to feel a little sad.
And we were at this point before the scandal.
Yes.
It's not like we were in a great place.
Right.
And then I'm like watching Jax and I'm like, oh, he's fun. Just in terms of like,
it sucks that he's fun.
I mean, it does. But it's just like his energy is nice. But I don't know what the answer is. I feel like there are a lot of people, myself included, who've sort of daydreamed about how this might impact the Valley. If we're constantly having this conversation about Vanderpump Rules rolling out of steam, noting that it just had like the craziest season of all time.
Right.
So I don't know why production would think that now is the end of the road when this season's ratings are like great, all things considered.
But again, where does this group go? And like, I guess we'll kind of see. I think the reunion will be like a much more telling sign than like kind of as we get into the finale. But like, I am just like, all right, like Ariana and Sandoval never want to film together. She doesn't want to film with him. I don't want to watch Sandoval dating. Like, I don't want, like, I don't.
So gross.
I don't need to see him and Schwartz like living in a McDonald's play place or whatever like weird living situation they're both like dying to get into.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to watch Lala anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see a Lala versus Ariana season. Like, I don't, like, I don't know what happens to Sheena. Like, I don't know. And like James and Allie, I'm like, I like Allie. I think that we like brush a lot under the table with James because he's like fun right now. And he like puts Sandoval in his place and he seems to be on the right side of it. But like, he's also still like hanging out with him in a way where Ariana's like, I don't want to hang out. Like, I don't know. I just don't know where these people like what we have moving forward after this season.
But I don't want James to be off Bravo. So it's like, but it doesn't make sense to move him to the Valley. And maybe right. One of the reasons that we like the Valley is because it's new people and new stories, yes, and also Jax.
Yes, so that is what we like about it.
What would it do to the Valley if we have like these kind of normies who are now sort of acclimating to be on a Bravo show, but they still, to me, feel, they read very normal
to
me.
Well, like Kristen and Jax.
Oh,
are
right,
like,
Kristen. Oh my God.
They're like producing.
Right, 100%.
In a way that I'm like so grateful and like it's great, right. But like you can see the other people slowly learning how to be on TV in real time,
right,
which is fun. But if that show becomes Kristen and Jax and Brittany and
Lala.
Sheena and Lala,
it doesn't
and,
make sense.
I'm like
I don't want
this
that.
Is just like a worse Vanderpump Rules or like a lateral Vanderpump Rules, like I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. I know that Lala would make sense on this show, but I just mean in terms of like the family,
sure,
stuff, and like her story would be different and unique from what we're seeing on the Valley right,
yes,
now. But I just don't know. I just feel like we would be jumping the shark so early,
yes,
with her because I don't think her instincts are solid, or her like reactive instincts are solid. I think they're extremely counterproductive.
Yeah, I don't want to see more people from Vanderpump Rules end up on the Valley, but I don't know where they're supposed to go.
I know I'm not ready to give up James, and I know that there's some dark stuff there with James. Yeah. We've really never
but
got
also,
into.
But also, there are lots of dark things with all of the people on these shows, whether we are aware of them or not.
That's true. We don't, but like, but if we've heard like
if
whispers
heard, yeah,
of stuff, and like maybe Kristen hasn't been in a position where she's been able to talk about,
yes,
that on Bravo.
Right.
I do think that she has every right to talk about maybe some of the darker points of,
absolutely,
her relationship with James, and also say that acknowledging like, you could acknowledge that this person was troubled, might still be troubled, and also has gone through such overwhelming emotional growth that both things can be true. And I genuinely enjoy watching him on Bravo,
right,
in a way that I never thought I would. I just thought he was so annoying.
I mean, and we're letting
so
Jax, like, Kristen is back on, and it's like, Kristen certainly
has been a piece of shit.
Has been, yeah, terrible. Like, Jax is awful. Like, you know. Yes, if there's growth or if they're good at being on TV.
It's just hard sometimes when you think about growth to like not acknowledge some of this.
Yes.
Like the whispers that Kristen has,
yeah,
said. And I don't, did her book ever come out? Did that come out like 4 years ago? People refer
or
to
not
it
at all.
Like, right? I don't even know. I don't know if it happened. But so like apologies. I'm sure it was a great New York Times. I probably was New York Times bestseller.
New York Times bestseller, which like,
I roll on that. But she did talk about, I think, right? I swear to
I
God, I saw that somewhere.
I didn't know there was a book.
I don't.
Like what, Kristen?
It's so hard to track a lot of this, but that something, you know, that there was an allegation, I believe, of domestic violence,
I think, yeah,
in her relationship with James,
yes,
and it's really something that's kind of been whispered about, but not,
yeah,
truly expressed. I don't know that there would be, I don't know how realistic it would be that she would really talk about that now,
yeah,
because she's not in a relationship with James. She's on a totally different show.
Right.
I don't know what Bravo.
Also, like, the success of her show is still tied to the success of Vanderpump Rules. So, like, for it to,
is
like,
it?
I don't know. It's like people associate, it's the lead in. People associate it. Like, I don't know. I feel like not tied to. It's not like Vanderpump Rules has to be successful for the Valley to get a season two or whatever, but it's just like they're connected.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, what I saw on this week's episode with, again, with Jax who waving at James over the fence, I can't. I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard. There was something that I laughed really hard about. I think both things honestly involve Jax, but that was one of those moments. And when there was that little flash of Jax saying that LVP was a prop at this point, I laughed gutturally so loud, yeah, because the edit of it was so,
so
funny. And like, is he wrong?
No.
He's not right. And it was just like, and then his whole, I love, the thing that I love most about Jax is when he's like so cruel, so cutting. And then he just is, he is Ramona Singer in that way of like, I said it, whatever, let's move on. I'm totally different.
Yes. It's like, he just is very good at just like saying, like, you know, I forever laugh and think about Sheena bounding up to the bar and being like, with her phone, being like, want to see a cut of my new music video? And he goes, not really. Like, I'm sorry. That's so much funnier than 85% of scripted television.
He's
like,
such a dick.
Not really.
Oh my God. But it's so.
Not really. It's the funniest.
It's so good. It's he's such a good reality TV star.
It's such
star.
A bummer. He's so good at being on TV.
I know. But also, like, watching his energy on VPR and then his energy a little bit on The Valley, I was thinking to myself, this is how I actually, not that I'm complaining about The Valley, but this is how I thought this season premiere of The Valley was going to go. It wasn't going to be like this random fucking conversation with Sandoval and then cut to a totally different universe. I thought that they were going to do what they did this week.
The winter summer, like the.
Yes. There was like a little bit.
It was the Vanderpump to Summer House.
100%. Where it felt like there was a lead. I mean, Beverly Hills to Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like literally he fights with Sandoval, gets into a car, drives to the valley.
And then we're in the valley.
Did not happen that way.
It's weird that they shot these things. I mean, I guess it's like they didn't know what they had when they started shooting the valley. But it's like, I don't know why they didn't start. I don't know. It's very confusing.
It was confusing. I kind of feel like the reunion will happen.
Yes.
So we'll survive that.
We'll see.
Maybe it'll be interesting. I'm genuinely, again, I'm just so focused on Lala. And I think that's a terrible thing. I think that does not bode well for the show.
Yes.
That my confusion for Lala is so much based in what I'm watching her do in real time and how that's affecting my opinion of what she's doing on the episodes.
And again, that's why I think a tiny pullback of the curtain here and there with these shows to acknowledge that like so much happens off camera that is part of what's happening on camera. I don't know how you like make those timelines make sense, but like, I just want there to be more acknowledgement that everybody's job is podcasting about the reality show at this point. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also the difficulty is that a lot of her behavior that's happening in real time happened after they filmed the reunion. Mm-hmm. And she's saying the reason that my behavior now makes sense will be revealed on the reunion. And I genuinely don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen. There's nothing I could imagine that would justify what the press tour that she's been on right now,
which has been overwhelmingly anti-Ariana in a way that has been joyful, which is what's most disconcerting for me.
She's like,
she had too much fun.
Yeah. Too much fun.
Too much fun. And not
Berenstain Bears book.
I mean,
too much fun. Too much fun podcasting about other people.
I mean, Vanderpump Rules should be fun. And there still are fun moments.
Yes.
But I'm also like, Ariana's never going to come back to this. She's done.
That's the thing. She's going to go host Love Island. They've got the sandwich shop. She's
allegedly.
Like, I'm sure there will be other like performing thing. Like she just did Broadway. Like, I'm sure there's other like, come be in a dumb
book.
Movie.
Yeah,
she'll do another book. Like, mm-hmm. She doesn't need the show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She'll pop in when she like when her and Kate, like if Katie's still around and they're filming at something about her, if it ever opens, like, sure, she'll be around. But I don't think she needs to be a full time cast member, nor would she want to.
What's going to happen to Katie?
I think she's going to be fine. I don't know what happens financially, but I think she's going to be OK.
Yeah.
She'll figure it out.
I just kind of feel kind of weird about VPR right now. I wish I felt better because there's so little Bravo,
yes,
which is such a problem. But I just kind of feel like I don't understand what all of this kind of means for us.
Yeah.
Not that Bravo has a certain level of control over this, but like, if we're not going to have Housewives, you need to give us something good. You know, like that's what we deserve. That we need to have something to hold us over. We need to have an aperitivo. Like, we just need to have, you know what I'm saying? Like, there just needs to be something that's happening here.
This season feels like, you know, when you go on a vacation, like a weekend vacation, like a girls, like something where it's like, there's a lot of events and there's a lot happening, but the great thing happens on Friday night. And then like, we still have to go out on Saturday. I don't want to go out on Saturday. I want to stay in at the hotel. And it's like, well, we have a dinner reservation at 9:30. And it's like, ugh, I don't want to do that. Like, that's what this feels like. We had the fun.
We did have the fun.
We went out Friday night. We had a great time. We were up until 2. Now we're going to a late dinner and we're all hungover. I don't want to go. That's what it feels like.
I feel a little sad about it.
I know, but
We'll always have last season. No one will ever take away the Scandoval
away from us.
No one will ever take the Scandoval away from us. And we are truly blessed.
We are.
We genuinely are. Can I just ask you one more, probably six or seven more quick questions? So a lot of people seem to be equalizing their dislike or negative opinion about Lala and Sheena. We referenced a little bit earlier in the combo. I don't know.
I find them different.
Yeah. Okay. Please, please. Because I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that comparison. I need to know your thoughts.
I don't find them the same because I don't think that Sheena ever wants to be. I think that Lala genuinely is enjoying being a villain. She wants to be spewing shit. She wants to be like, she has always enjoyed the like, I'll fuck you up. Like, and people being like, whoa, you're so intense. I don't like, I think that she enjoys being on the wrong side of things sometimes, or you know what I mean? Like being aggressive, being like people hating her for something she's done. I don't think Sheena can handle that. Like Sheena's like, I want everyone to like and support me all the time to a point of desperation, to a point where she doesn't see the difference between wanting that from Ariana and wanting that from Sandoval. Like she needs everyone to like her so intensely that it is like making people who do like her stop liking her. Does that make sense?
It does.
I mean, not that I think Ariana doesn't like her, but I think that she's like, okay, well, if you're going to be like that, like maybe I need less of you in my life. Like I would feel that way if she was doing back-to-back breath work with Sandoval, trying to heal all the trauma from her breakup with it. Like it's just like, it's a bit much, but I think that that all comes from Sheena, like, needing to be liked and never wanting to be the villain. And Lala, I think, is eager to be the villain, to the which is why I'm always like,
So I don't know that Lala is eager to be the villain. I think that Lala is eager to be vengeful in how she is seeking out accountability. I don't think that she, I mean, we're seeing that from some of her reactions in real time, but like, I don't think that she thinks I am the villain and I love that. I think that she thinks like, I mentioned it all. I'm the person who holds other people accountable.
Right.
And I think she believes that she deserves to be celebrated for that. I don't think she's like,
I will happily become the worst person on the show that everybody hates.
Which some people are happy to do.
There are people that are like that. Yes. But I think that she's like willing and like enjoys, I think that she enjoys an element of people coming at her. Like, I think because then she gets to be like, don't come at me. Like, I think that she likes a more combative relationship.
I think
with
she
people.
Likes to be antagonistic.
Like,
yes.
I think she likes, and I don't think that Sheena likes to be, I don't think that she's pursuing her friendship with Sandoval so that it is like incendiary. I think that she's like, I must have all of these people like me.
Yeah.
And that's like the sad thing about Sheena. But it's where they're different.
Yeah, it's interesting that so much of, again, because I hate that it's a sign of how tired the season must be that I'm constantly referencing what they're saying in real time.
Yeah,
because what they're saying in real time really should be a little bit more connected to what we're watching on TV and like us wanting to hear more versus just like reaching for whatever we can because the current episodes are kind of a mess. But all that being said, like Lala's current press tour of like Ariana is not a good friend to Sheena. I am a good friend to Sheena, which she's also using as a little bit of a cure all to attack Ariana. She's doing it because she's a real friend to Sheena is interesting. And maybe this is pulling out a little bit of a nothing moment, but just feels somewhat symbolic that when Sheena and Sandoval were like going at it at the end of the episode, the person that went up to Sheena after to make sure she was okay and to just being like, I support you, was Ariana. I say that noting that obviously Ariana hates Sandoval. So her saying Sandoval's piece of shit isn't a really heavy lift, but she's the Lala was standing there just watching it happen. Like, which is, you could argue she's doing it because she's on TV and she wants to make sure that that moment is heard. She has, but also if you're a really good friend to Sheena, you would defend her.
Yes.
You wouldn't be quiet.
Yeah.
Ariana was not quiet.
No, she ran after her. These people.
I just want the reunion to happen.
Yeah.
And then us to just kind of like go our separate ways a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I do think I
regroup.
Regroup. There's a lot I want to catch up on genuinely. Like, I actually kind of want to some of these like Vanderpumpy things I would rather watch than listen to. I do want to watch some of like Katie's podcast. She has that podcast with Dana.
Yeah.
I do kind of want to like watch some of that.
Yeah.
I feel like that I do like
Katie's
energy.
Got that going on.
Right? Like she has
stuff.
And then the sandwich shop.
is going to open, and what's her face is the manager or whatever, Anne, which we love to see. Oh, also Sandoval's new assistant.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like a better fit, honestly.
I mean, a much better fit.
And
but
he's probably
like,
a nice guy, this assistant.
But I'm sure also he's, like, but it's just like, oh, I get the, okay, sure.
From an ego perspective, I think Sandoval is better fit by having just a quiet, possibly dumb bro by his side. I'm okay with that energy. It's like apples to, I mean, speaking of Sheena's favorite fruit, it's apples to apples a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
apples
it's not,
to Jettas.
Right. I don't want to see poor sweet little Anne in that space. I just think this guy is like, I don't know. He's putting in his 9 to 5 with Sandoval. Somebody's got to do his laundry and buy some batteries or pens. When's the last time you bought a pen on Amazon?
I don't even know where you get a pen. Like I
constantly, every time I go into Catbird to like just like wander, they have the cutest little pens. I'm like, can I have a pen? And then I just stock my drawers with Catbird pens.
Yeah,
they're pink. They're white. I love it. There was a restaurant called Galley downtown I went to forever ago for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Got like 10 of those pens.
Yeah, obviously.
I've got a pen named after myself.
Obviously you need that.
I need to go back there for like a gluten-free pasta so I can have 6 to 8 more pens. Like, who buys pens? Pens are not a sign of maturity. They're a sign of a pen.
No.
That's not giving.
You're not like, I'm in control of our household. I know where the pens are.
So where is he going to live?
I don't know.
Sandoval trying to make that spinoff happen with Schwartz of like, we can live together and then we'll be buddies and then we'll be buddies forever.
Yeah, you can see it. Yeah.
It's gross. Such a bad... And I actually think Schwartz is too mature for that. He keeps trying to tell him I don't want to do it.
He's like, man, like, I've got a rent payment. I'm kind of topped out at what I'm doing and like, you don't need me. Like, he's just trying to like, be like, come on. Like, we're in our 40s. Like, we're not doing this. We're not doing summer camp. Like, no.
Not meant in any way as a critique, but some of Ariana's energy at the end of the episode, I was like, we could have gotten here a little bit sooner had she not lived there. But again, not her fault.
Right.
Not her fault.
Right.
But I'm just
like,
saying,
cameras,
love it. Love
cameras
to see it.
Should have waited to go up or gone up much sooner.
I don't think they could have gone up. No, I think sooner would have been bad, maybe. It would have been bad regardless. What am I
talking
about?
There's kind of a no
there's
win.
There's no win. What I'm trying to say is
we'd always feel like it should have been this.
Right. I love that energy. I love to see her doing well. I want her to continue to do well. I love her relationship with Katie.
Yes.
I like to see it. We're not saying Ariana is an angel in all of this, but that's not the scale that I use if someone needs to behave exactly in the manner that I hope I would. Otherwise, I think they're a piece of shit. Just my personal opinion is I really enjoy Ariana and I want to, and even though I didn't go to Chicago because I would not pay $100 for a ticket. Because I've seen it before.
Yeah.
It's not a long time ago. I went to school for musical theater. But I fully support her in all of her endeavors.
Yes.
None of which I have financially contributed to, but I do other people are. She's doing great. I haven't seen Love Island in a thousand years, but I won't watch it because it's US. I don't care about US. But if she went to the UK for something, I'd watch that maybe.
Yeah. Why not?
I fully support her. I'm a number one fan, except for watching or giving a financial contribution to anything. But I genuinely really do. I like and adore her. And adore her. We're very good friends. in my head. Like, I'm like, this is kind of my version of friendship of like, I'm going to send you a text. I'm going to congratulate you. I'm going to say I'm so proud of you. But am I going to go to your show? I'm probably not going to go. I have jackets to dry on.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
You do.
Got a little... Got a little tuxedo moment I need to look at. Listen, Allison Leiby, we're going to shift over to the Valley, the place that people love to go to, a place that brings a lot of people joy. In the meantime, can you tell the AGs and tippers where they can follow you on social? And also, you're in this incredible show at Symphony Space later on this. You're in incredible shows so many times, but I saw you posting about all of the exciting developing projects that you have going on, and it's incredible, and you're a superstar. And can you tell the tippers and AGs a little bit about it? What you got cooking?
You can follow me on Instagram and LOL Twitter at
Allison
Leiby.
Can we not call it X?
I'm never gonna call it X.
Twitter. It's Twitter is dying.
It's always Twitter, and I'm
but
going down
Twitter.
With the ship.
Thank you.
And Instagram, where I post all my shows. I'm just out and around a lot. I'm at Symphony Space on May 23rd. It's like a panel silly show that'll be fun with some other great comedians. And you can listen to my podcast, Ruined, at Ruined Podcast on all socials. And just wherever you get your podcasts, it is there. And we have a Patreon.
And tell the tippers a little bit about where what the Patreon link is, and also a little bit about Ruined.
It is patreon.com/ruined podcast, I think. And it's about horror. I hate horror movies. And one of my best friends, Hallie Kiefer, is a lover of the genre. And so every episode she recaps a horror movie to me that I will never see so that I can know what happens in it. And it's very fun if you like horror, but it's also very fun if you just want to know what happens in movies without ever watching them.
What has been the scariest movie for you to hear about?
Oh, God, there have been so many. What have we done recently? I don't know. There was like one that we did a while ago. Fuck, The Wretched. It was just like, it was, I think it was on Netflix. It was like truly every, I watched the trailer and I was like, I might not go to sleep at night because I watched the trailer for this movie. It was, but like the episode is great and Hallie does such a good job of like, both like making it funny, but also like being, you know, earnest and telling you what happens in it, which is very scary.
I think I've maybe told you this before, but I remember going to a movie when I was a little bebé and Rob Zombie directed it and was like 10,000 corpses or something. I don't know. Rainn Wilson was in it. Mm-hmm. Some other people were in it. That movie stayed in my bones for years. Yes. It was the scare. I was so.
I don't like being scared.
I don't like being scared even a little bit. And everything scares me. Mm-hmm. Like literally me things that are normal. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is a scary movie. And it was, it stayed with me for, it affected my like sort of permanent state of being. Mm-hmm. It was so, because it was devoid of, it was just cruel and awful. Like there was no humanity or I didn't see the humor in it. I was just like, oh, this is like scary. Someone thought this was like somebody's idea. But I don't like scary things.
No.
I don't like it. My version of scary thing is like a, you know, a sad romantic drama. Like that's scary enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
life
saying?
Is
like
scary.
Life is scary. But if people like a little to be a little frightened, I mean, watch Vanderpump Rules, honestly.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
It is a little bit, a little bit of a fear factor there. Listen, guys, you can follow me on Instagram at Allegedly Threads at Dame Galley. Sign up for the Andy Scrolls Patreon. It's the number one way to support the pod. Get exclusive bonus episodes and so much more at patreon.com/AndyScrolls. As mentioned at the beginning of the episode, doing a little bit of a Clawfist spring, spring, summer, fall, winter moment where I am rehoming some Manolos and some dresses and some other things, and that's saved to a highlights on my Instagram where you can shop the cloth. And Allison, might be such a pleasure, such a thrill.
Always the best.
Let's go to the valley, shall
okay.
we? Okay, great. See you there. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.